Troy Coverdale with you again on In Focus. Good morning. Hope you are having a great Tuesday morning as we head for another hot day, making our way towards the upper 80s again today here in Northeast Kansas. And we'll look forward to that again as we make our way deeper into summer. Hard to believe that we're at that point already, but that is what the calendar reads as we talk this morning with Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foeke. And we've touched on a number of budget issues here in our first half hour this morning and talked a little about infrastructure. While we're on that topic, the fact that there are major infrastructure projects that are underway surrounding the city of Manhattan right now, but Riley County as a whole has a number of projects that are underway as well because of summertime, and it means that that the folks that are working with the county are really being put to the test in terms of their day to day, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, it's sometimes it takes, a long time to get across town, or and you live out in the country, and sometimes your roads are shut off, and you have to find another way out, and so it is a challenge. But hopefully, when we, I believe the road we are paving, the Harbor Hills Road off of, I forget the road number, but it's up to the Harbor Hills, where the yacht club is. Mm-hmm. That road, it was really severely damaged during the flood in 2018, and it's really been in need of repair. Well, it's started, I believe we started it yesterday to repave the road. So the people there are going to be shut off, and they'll have to get, find other ways to get out of, out of their neighborhoods. But when it's done, it's going to be really nice. They're going to have a good road there. We found that instead of doing the chip and seal or the gravel road, we decided to re-asphalt it, which means, so that's really a good project. There are a number of bridges and culverts that need repair. We just finished that one going into Keats, I think it was last summer, and that was done very well, but it took quite a while. So it is a challenge all over. I understand that KDOT is going to be doing quite a bit of work on Tuttle Creek Boulevard. They have a study for Highway 113, which is Seth Child Road, that's going to be coming up in the future. There will be a presentation at the West Loop Business Association next month on what they're going to do on Seth Child, which I think a lot of people are interested in.
It makes perfect sense that that there would be a lot of interest. The routes have not changed much from when I was here past. They're still the same primary routes: Tuttle Creek Boulevard, Fort Riley Boulevard, Seth Child. They're still those same great routes, but they all need to be maintained, and thus the challenge that not just the city, the county face, but you're right, KDOT also.
Yes, and KDOT is in charge of the state highways. We're in charge of the county highways, and of course the city is in charge of all the city roads, and so it's a combination. And I always wonder, and I know a lot of people do, well, they just did this road, why are they tearing it up again? So it's it's a matter of different things, like the one over on Candlewood and Kimball right now. And they started tearing that up, and they found that the base was not good, so they had to, it's taking longer because of what they found when they started opening up the whole digging down and finding out what was there. They really had to make some changes, so it's taken a lot longer than they anticipated. But that happens in even when you remodel a house. You tear a wall out, and we found something we weren't expecting. So that happens a lot, especially in roads and bridges.
Another project, actually, that some of that could be at play. Let's talk about the Riley County Police Department's new firing range. Unfortunately, I know that's an item that has come in over budget, but yet it was a much needed item for the police department.
Yes, that's quite a bit over budget, what was anticipated, but going in there, they didn't realize, well, we had to get road easements and pay landowners for easements and roads. And then the water issue, there was not a good way to get water there. And so we had to do a new water line into the area. There was a lot in the excavation. That was before I started with the commission, but there was a lot in the excavation that they had problems with and they had to redo and fix up. But it is owned by the county now. The previous one was a lease. So it will last us probably another 30 to 50 years from what we've done. It's a good facility. They are fencing now, and that will be done hopefully by the end of this month. They're anticipating the rain slowed them down somewhat. But once it's fenced in and secure, then it will be fully functional. We will have to go back and mitigate some issues on the land that we had. So that will be a cost also. But, you know, I look at the old cost overruns, I'm just, you know, I have to kind of shake my head and go, oh my goodness, you know, this is quite an expense. But, you know, it's almost finished, fortunately, so we can move on to other projects. So we've got a lot of other projects going on, but that was a big, big one.
In fact, I know listening to the law board meeting, not this past one about the budget, but a couple of times ago, when discussing it with the head of RCPD, the director, Dennis Butler, one of the things that was brought up was that already they are utilizing that firing range to get some of the training taken care of.
Right. In fact, they were doing some training out there before we had the water line in, and they had to bring in porta potties and bottled water, that type of thing. But so that was good. They've been using it for some training, but there is a good training facility out there. So they will be doing, and they are doing quite a bit of work out there.
While we are on the topic of the RCPD, you happen to be right now chairing the board, the law board, or I'm sorry, or a member of the law board.
My bad.
You're right. But as of right now, the board is looking at that budget and were able to put that forward the other day. I think the thing that probably strikes me the most about in looking at that budget is that the discussion continues about substation, where to put a new substation.
Yes. well, and that was it comes up, and it came before the county that the city wanted us to use a part of the parking garage at it. Huge expense to move the substation over there. It was voted down like twice in the county commission. I know they need more space. The things that I've brought out is that there's a lot of space down there that's for lease and, you know, that's bigger. And why take up a retail space that would bring in more taxes be a good retail space instead of putting the police substation in the parking garage. I know they need more space. We will probably continue to turn down. I don't know for sure. I shouldn't say that, but they have not brought any proposals back to us. At least the city hasn't. We have not discussed a whole lot in the law board about that. It probably was in the year before I started, but mainly this year in the budget, we've talked about other things they need at the law enforcement center, and with the personnel has been higher on the agenda than the substation.
Personnel-wise, continue to see growth in that area?
Mm-hmm. There is. They proposed to add another cook. They've only got two cooks. They prepare three full meals a day for the inmates. They also have proposed and working on having some employee adjustments as far as hiring a new payroll tech, a part-time person. So there's been some changes there. They need to have more money in their budget for training and for recruitment. Apparently, a lot of people have been retiring or moving other places, so they're having a kind of a crunch in recruitment right now. They're down some police officers, so if anyone out there wants to apply to be a police officer or work for the police department, get out there and apply or call them up. And they're having a crunch like all employers, people are retiring and moving, that type of thing. So.
We find ourselves in an interesting time as it pertains to our economy and every piece of it, it seems, in terms of employment as we come off of all of the coronavirus restrictions and the like. We'll continue with Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki in a moment. Our final segment follows a timeout here on News Radio KMAN.